हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, समवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंद, ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल गोरीस, ऑल गोरीस, ऑल गोरीस श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 4 द अपीयरेंस ऑफ श्री नारद टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 एंड 18
भौतिकानां च भावानां भौतिकानां च भावानां शक्तिह्रासं च तत्कृतम् शक्तिह्रासं च तत्कृतम् अश्रद्धधानानि सत्त्वान् अश्रद्धधानानि सत्त्वान् दुर्मेधान् ह्रसितायुषः दुर्मेधान् ह्रसितायुषः भौतिकानां च भावानां शक्तिह्रासं च तत्कृतम् अश्रद्धधानानि सत्त्वान् दुर्मेधान् ह्रसितायुषः भौतिकानां च भावानां शक्तिह्रासं च तत्कृतम् अश्रद्धधानानि सत्त्वान् दुर्मेधान् ह्रसितायुषः भौतिकानां च भावानां शक्तिह्रासं च तत्कृतम् अश्रद्धदानानि सत्त्वान् दुर्मेधान् ह्रसितायुषः भौतिकानां च भावानां शक्तिह्रासं च तत्कृतम् अश्रद्धधानानि सत्त्वान् दुर्मेधान्हसितायुषः भौतिकानां च भावानां शक्तिह्रासं च तत्कृतम् अश्रद्धधानानि सत्त्वान् दुर्मेधान्हसितायुषः
There's one more verse, 18. We'll also chant that, then proceed ahead.
Durbhagamsya Jananvikshya
Others can't repeat.
Durbhagamsya Jananvikshya Munir Divyena Chakshusha Sarvavarnasya Manam Yat Dadyo Hitam Amogadrik
Bhautikanam cha. Also of everything that is made of matter.
Bhavana.
Actions. Shakti rasam cha. And deterioration of natural power. Tat kritam. Rendered by that.
Ashraddha dhanan.
Of the faithless.
Nissatvan.
Impatient due to the want of the mode of goodness.
Durmedan, dull-witted.
Rasita,
reduced.
Ayushaha, of duration of life.
Durbhagancha,
also the unlucky.
Janan,
people in general.
Vikshya, by seeing, Munihi, the Muni, Divyena, by transcendental, Chakshusha, vision, Sarva, all, Varnashramana, of all the statuses and orders of life. Yet, what, Dadyo, contemplated, Hitam, welfare, Amoghadrik, one who is fully equipped in knowledge. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation: the great sage, who was fully equipped in knowledge, could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of age. He could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to the lack of goodness. Thus he contemplated for the welfare of men in all statuses and orders of life. Purport: the unmanifested forces of time are so powerful that they reduce all matter to oblivion in due course. In Kali Yuga, the last millennium of a round of 4 millenniums, the power of all material objects deteriorates by the influence of time. In this age, the duration of the material body of people in general is much reduced, and so is the memory. The action of matter has also not so much incentive. The land does not produce food grains in the same proportions as it did in other ages. The cow does not give as much milk as it used to give formerly. The production of vegetables and fruits is less than before. As such, all living beings, both men and animals, do not have sumptuous, nourishing food. Due to the want of so many necessities of life, naturally the duration of life is reduced, the memory is short, intelligence is meager, mutual dealings are full of hypocrisy, and so on. The great sage Vyasadeva could see this by his transcendental vision. As an astrologer can see the future fate of a man, or an astronomer can foretell the solar and lunar eclipses, those liberated souls who can see through the scriptures can foretell the future of all mankind. They can see this due to their sharp vision of spiritual attainment. And all such transcendentalists who are naturally devotees of the Lord are always eager to render welfare service to the people in general. They are the real friends of the people in general, not the so-called public leaders who are not unable to see what is going to happen 5 minutes ahead. In this age, the people in general, as well as their so-called leaders, are all unlucky fellows, faithless in spiritual knowledge and influenced by the age of Kali. They are always disturbed by various diseases. For example, in the present age, there are so many TB patients and TB hospitals. Now we have to say corona patients and corona hospitals. But formerly this was not so, because the time was not so unfavorable. The unfortunate men of this age are always reluctant to give a reception to the transcendentalists who are representatives of Srila Vyasadeva, and selfless workers always busy in planning something which may help everyone in all statuses and orders of life. The greatest philanthropists are those transcendentalists who represent the mission of Vyasa, Narada, Madhva, Chaitanya, Rupa, Saraswati, etc. They are all one and the same. The personalities may be different, but the aim of the mission is one and the same, namely to deliver the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanate Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam తదాతిస్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధూభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. విల్ రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ వాజ్ ఫుల్లీ ఎక్విప్డ్ ఇన్ నాలెడ్జ్ కుడ్ సీ త్రూ హిస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ విజన్ ద డిటీరియరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ మెటీరియల్ డ్యూ టు ద ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఏజ్. హీ కుడ్ ఆల్సో సీ దట్ ద ఫెయిత్లెస్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ వుడ్ బి రెడ్యూస్డ్ ఇన్ డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ వుడ్ బి ఇంపేషెంట్ డ్యూ టు ద ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్. దస్ హీ కంటెంప్లేటెడ్ ఫర్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ మెన్ ఇన్ ఆల్ స్టేటసెస్ అండ్ ఆర్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. Seek blessings of all the assembled devotees and all the devotees that are watching it online, that I can speak some reflections on this verse for my own purification and the glorification of the Supreme Lord. This section is quite an important section to understand what is the reason the Vedas were written and what is the mindset in writing this great mammoth literature. And in continuing any mission from one generation to the next generation, it's always a challenge. As they say, success without a succession is a failure. And to be able to form a wonderful society in current generation might be easy, might be difficult. But then that doesn't guarantee that the future generations that are going to come will follow the same norms just because the previous generation followed. And that's how the Vedic society, the society in general, degrades. But there is a need for, as they say in corporate circles, need for documentation. That if you don't document the vision and the mission and the methodologies that are most successful, most appropriate for different situations, then people will keep trying all kinds of means to get to success, to get to satisfaction. And also there is a saying that history repeats itself, and only those who don't understand the history are doomed to repeat it. So when Vyasadev documented both the history, especially those episodes that are most important for the future generations to know what are the traps that are going to come and what are the hopes that are there to lead a progressive life, and also the principles Most of us, when we read history in our school books, or it was not with an aim to get lessons from the history. It was to get marks from the history. And all that was different dates and different wars. Who was killed, when they were born, when did he get the kingship. But here in Bhagavatam, it just doesn't go into the events, but it goes into emotions that each personality in the past was going through. And when we connect to those emotions, when we connect to those challenges, then these episodes become all the more relevant and fresh to us. As I was telling one professor long back, that the reason why the Vedas or the Mahabharata or the Bhagavad Gita is still valid is that although human technology has changed, human psychology has not changed. Humans are still aspiring for position, for objects, for different gratification, for validation from the society. And because human psychology has not changed, although human technology might have gone way ahead, therefore, when the Vedas or the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam are discussing, is the issues that humanity faces internally and in dealings with each other. And here in Vyasadeva, he is deeply contemplating about the future generations that are going to come. How are they going to practice devotional service and attain the perfection, although I may not be present? That is one of the important roles of a leader, is to ensure that the systems that has been set forth, they function even without his presence. And that's one of the glories of Srila Prabhupada, founder of ISKCON, that most societies, most initiatives, after the person who initiated that, he demises, then they also go into a decline. Or they exist as a standalone society, as a sect. But just like Vyasadeva was contemplating and wrote these Vedic literatures, Srila Prabhupada also, out of his great compassion, wrote the Bhaktivedanta purports, by which anyone, Prabhupada sometimes said that, even if all the temples are gone, if there is one book that is left, the Bhagavad Gita or the NOI, then this movement can be recreated. And that's the spirit of the parampara. And that spirit is what is to be carried on. Long back, I heard a story from the ashram that there was one devotee who wanted to have the maha of the spiritual master. And sometimes we tend to keep them and worship them, you know, either is Uttariya or is different, the bowl that in which we ate. And sometimes in the lockers there is a special section that is made on in the rooms. So one day, the Maharaj's slippers were found missing. That somebody was so eager that I need to have maha. I'm seeing in everyone's lockers, everyone has some maha or other. I don't have maha. So somebody stole. And then Maharaj didn't have a chappal to wear, slippers to wear. So, and then there was an inquiry. Who stole? Of course, nowadays we have CCTV camera, so you can go back. But those days, there was no CCTV camera. So, of course, there was an inquiry, and usually these things, who stole the Mahaprasad, you never get an answer for that. So then the leader, then one of the our senior leaders, made a comment that stuck to me a lot. He said that it's good to steal,
that you want to have something from the Guru. But the best thing that you can steal from the Guru is the mood of the Guru. That if you can imbibe that spirit and continue on that spirit, then that is the best thing that can be taken. And the whole parampara, as Prabhupada here is mentioning, is that the personalities are different who are coming. But the spirit that they are carrying is the same. Just like, you know, in the Gita, Krishna says, Vashamsi Jirnani Yatavihaya Navani Grinani Naroparani. The external manifestation of the spirit soul keeps changing. Sometimes it is very young, very energetic. Some later it becomes old and then ultimately it decays. But that spirit soul doesn't get lost. It again takes a new form, new body, and again continues. Same way, our Vaishnava tradition, right from Brahma, the spirit behind the message has been the same. The body, the form, the organization that it takes, and every initiative that, every organization that our acharyas established, they all go through struggles, just like the human body goes through struggles. But if we understand, it is that spirit that is the most important, and if we ensure that the spirit is not lost, then we will be able to again regenerate, again the future generations, whoever connects to that spirit, will again bring the movement back to full life. And we see that Srila Prabhupada was not someone who was within the institution of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He was not a full-time devotee of the Gaudiya Math. He was a grahastha. He was staying outside. He had a business. But he imbibed, not that others disciples didn't imbibe, but he very strongly imbibed the spirit of his guru, Saraswati Thakur. And then because he imbibed, in some other place, he couldn't in the initial days establish in India, but in the West he established and formed the body of ISKCON. And the body of ISKCON may go through struggles, but the spirit of the ISKCON is the spirit that Vyasadeva is carrying here, is that of deep compassion for those souls whom he has not even seen. Like Srila Prabhupada had compassion for those souls who were there in the West. He had not met them, he has not seen. Usually we have compassion for those whom we have spent time with. But Vyasadeva, Srila Prabhupada, or all our acharyas have compassion for those of us who they have not even met or don't have direct relationship. And that's their depth, because they are connecting to the compassion of Krishna. And feeling the compassion of Krishna along with the devotion of Krishna, devotion to the Supreme Lord, they embark, as Prabhupada here is saying, planning something or other to ensure that the conditioned souls like all of us get the message and practice it properly. And here in Vyasadeva is seeing many of the faults of Kali Yuga that are going to come. And for Vyasadeva, these were faults, but for us, these are defaults. That the something that is described here, that people will have short memory, people will have don't have strength, this is something that we keep seeing. In the previous times, I remember in my childhood, when I used to go to the ration shop to get rice from the store, there used to be these 50 kilo bags, huge gunny bags. Nowadays, the rice doesn't even come in 50 kilo bags. It only comes in 25 kilo bags. And then in the West, I saw 25 kilos also doesn't come. Maximum is 5 kilos rice bag, or max is 10 kilos rice bag. Because the strength is reducing.
I've seen some old fans in Bombay, those huge, big bulk fans. And after 80 years, they are running in some places. But then, now we want everything light, lightweight. Even the bags that we carry, everything has to be lightweight. The bead bags has to be lightweight. Our mobiles has to be lightweight. So, we can see that the natural strength that human beings have is reducing. And there is a nice poem about the paradox of the times that we are living in. I'd just like to read and bring out some points from this poem. The paradox of our time in history is that we have taller buildings but shorter tempers. Wider freeways but narrower viewpoints. We spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy it less. We have bigger houses and smaller families. More conveniences but less time. We have more degrees but less sense. More knowledge but less judgment. More experts but even more problems. More medicine but less wellness. We drink too much, smoke too much, spend too recklessly, laugh too little, drive too fast, get angry too quickly, stay up too late, get up too tired, read too seldom, watch too much, and pray too seldom. We have multiplied our possessions and reduced our values. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We have learned how to make a living but not a life. We have added years to life, not life to years. We have been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet the new neighbor. We have conquered outer space, but not inner space. We have done larger things, but not better things. We have cleaned up the air, but polluted the soul. We have split the atom, but not our prejudice. We write more, but learn less. Write more in the sense we post more. We plan more, but accomplish less. We have learned to rush, but not to wait. We have higher incomes, but lower morals. We have more food, but less satisfaction. We build more computers to hold more and more information, but less communication. We have become long on quantity, but short on quality. These are the times of fast foods and slow digestion. Tall men and short character. Steep profits and shallow relationships. These are the times of world peace, but domestic warfare. More leisure but less fun. More kinds of food but less nutrition. These are the days of two incomes but more diverse, of fancier houses but broken homes. These are the days of quick trips, disposable diapers, throwaway morality, one-night stands, overweight bodies, and pills that do everything from cheer to quiet to kill. It is a time when there is much in the show window and nothing in the stockroom. A time when technology has brought you this message, and a time when you can either choose to make a difference or just hit delete. So, a very thought-provoking poem about the predicament of current age, the default in which we are living, and which Vyasadeva here is seeing how in this, with all these difficulties, the conditioned souls, the future generations are going to be saved, be delivered from the anxieties that are going to come. And just some reflections about this, the verse. Here it is being said that bhautikana, the elements themselves, they will not be so carrying the functions that they should be carrying. Like say you take elaichi or any ingredients. If a natural ingredient is there, it's much more fragrant, much more powerful. Few days back somebody had given me this big peru. It looked so succulent, so shiny, and I had high expectations that, okay, the Goa will be tasty. But when you cut and when you put it in the mouth, it's as if, as Maharaj says, it's as if soaked cotton that you are eating. He specifically told about apples, that there's no taste in the apple. So the nutrition aspect, although things look so big, there is no nutrition satisfaction that you get from eating that. In the previous, whenever we go to villages or these remote places, even some simple food, say just shak and rice, will be much more tastier than maybe paneer, some masala and such a grand feast. Because the elements themselves, because of all the pollution, corruption, they don't carry bhavana. That they don't carry their bhava. Bhautikanam cha bhavana. The function that they need to do, these elements, they are becoming less and less incapable. And the human beings, because the elements don't have that capacity now, because we are consuming those elements, those food items, the human beings also don't carry enough shakti. They don't have enough physical capacity or mental capacity to take on activities, to actually be determined to do things. So, this shakti rasam chatatkritam, that the capacity to do things is reduced. We see that in the previous times people used to work so hard, but sleep just in the night. But especially in the ashram, we tend to see that if without a day dose of sleep, and the night is the evening times, we are very drowsy, and we need to the internal mobile capacity, charging capacity is reduced. That's like some of our mobiles, we need to charge them 2-3 times a day. So same way the body's capacity, once we wake up in the morning, to be able to fully go on with full energy till night is not there. So shakti rasam chatat kritam. So even the capacity of living beings is reduced. And then Vyasadeva goes even deeper. First is the elements, then is the human's capacity. Next, he says, Ashraddha dhana nisatvan. People become faithless. And what is the symptom of faithlessness? They become impatient. And faith and patience, they go together. Just like in the story of Shabari. Shabari was told that Lord Ram is going to come sometime in the future. And every day she was keeping the entire hermitage ready, clean, and the bhoga ready, that Lord Ram will come and eat someday. And she waited for years together. And same with in Govardhan, Kuncharika, Lota Baba. He has been waiting patiently, because he has that strong faith in Krishna that Krishna is going to come. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam eveshi satyamte pratijani priyosime. That Krishna guarantees in the Gita that one who fully dedicates his mind to me, offers his obeisances to me, and practices bhakti, he'll definitely come to me, or I will come to him. And in that purport, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he challenges Krishna. He challenges this verse of Lord Krishna. He says that you are saying that you will come to the devotees, or the devotees will come to you. But the greatest example of this verse is the gopis of Vrindavan. And you never came to them. So how will people have faith that you will go to them because man mana bhava, that fully absorb your mind in me, which is the highest level of prema bhakti. And the gopis were definitely fully absorbed in their mind, so much so that Bilwamangal Thakur writes this beautiful poem, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Vrajvihari who had given wonderful lecture that the gopis are selling butter, but they are not saying butter, they are saying Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. And they are milking cows, but they are not telling the bucket to be given, they are selling Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. And whatever you are absorbed in, that's what, you know, usually comes out. I have this experience sometimes while doing aarti, that aarti is something that a very wonderful experience, that you are personally worshipping the Lord and you are so close to the Lord, giving him the different paraphernalia. But as you are giving the aarti, you also know that the head pujari or the norms are that you have to complete the aarti within a stipulated amount of time. So the mind has to be in Krishna, but the intelligence has to be on the time. And sometimes the time factor is, we are more conscious of the time factor than actually the mood in which you worship. And it has many times happened to me unconsciously that when I am doing when I give to Gopinath, Radharani, Gopalji and Gaur Nithai, then the invariably that lamp or that also comes to that watch. Because of all the deities there, the most conscious thing that I am is that time deity. That I am honoring the time. And then I have to remind, I am not supposed to offer aarti to the watch. And then I go to the Guru Parampara. And this is what is our situation, that, you know, whatever we absorb in, that's what we are worshipping. And because of lack of faith in the Lord, like Shabari, like Puncharikalota Baba, like the gopis that had so much faith that they were waiting, although it was just 10 kilometers away, that they were waiting for Krishna, that Krishna will come. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he says that you didn't come. It seems that you didn't come. And then obviously he clarifies that Prati Jani Priyosime, that my Priyas, my dear devotees, I will get them to me. So sometimes I am so busy that I may not be able to come, but I will get them to me, and which is the story of Kurukshetra, the pastime of Kurukshetra, where the gopis went to see Krishna on the pretext of the solar eclipse. And therefore, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, that is the next verse that Baldev Vidya Bhushan focuses, that even if there are some other motives or tendencies that are there in worshipping, they will be overcome if my devotee just takes shelter of me. So we all experience this impatience, whether it is the hot water when we have to drink, how much time the water will take, or in terms of kitchen when there is a feast, if there is 5 minutes delay, then, you know, then the vessels start to do kirtan. And this has become the norm of today, that because of the instant gratification that we get from mobiles, from everything is at just a button. Once you click the button, it arrives. And with most important things in life, also we go into that instant mode. And satisfaction, relationships, health, they don't happen immediately. It takes patient, diligent hard work to build health, to build relationships, to build our attraction to Krishna. But because of Ashraddha, that we don't have that faith the faith is not so strong. Because of that, there is that impatience or distraction in our mind. And durmedan, and then even the intelligence is also corrupted. And that leads to wrong kinds of habits, and which causes loss of lack of duration of life. The duration of life reduces. And Vallabhacharya, in this verse, as Vyasadeva is seeing that everything is declining, he says that, yes, in Kali Yuga, everything is on a declining mode, except one thing, which is conditioned soul's ego, ahankar. That ahankar doesn't come down, but in fact, with small little things, it becomes more and more. There is a thinker that said that this is the generation that has documented their life much more than any previous generations without doing much in their life. In the previous times, only when there was something significant was a photo clicked, was an article written. But if today somebody gets a fracture, they post it on Instagram. If anything that happens, they go to any place, they'll have a selfie, and so much documentation is happening of their lives. Literally, you can track where is this guy and kidnap that person just by their posts. And people use that, all those things. And that impatience that is there, and that ahankar that is not reducing in the conditioned souls, that is the bigger challenge in Kali Yuga than reduction of life, lifetime, or reduction of intelligence, or reduction of strength. It is that stronghold of the ego. As Prabhupada told that story, that you know, there was two people fighting about which is better, the scissor or the knife. And then as both were fighting, the knife person and the scissor person, there was an argument, and this scissor guy was thrown into the river. And as he's drowning, this guy was still showing that scissor is better. He was doing like this and he drowned. So people get attached to their opinions so much, that because their opinions is what they feel is the most important. And that ahankar becomes a big obstacle. And ahankar sometimes gets subdued, humbled because of the situations that we face. But again, it again grows. Just like our hair keeps growing. We need to keep cutting the hair, shaving the hair. And we should understand that, no, it will again come in different situation, different circumstance, because of different inputs that we take. Again the hair will grow, again the nails will grow. But these are something that are not needed. There is certain amount of nail that is needed, but if you let that grow, then it's going to harm you and harm the body, harm others. And it's going to also get poisoned. So the ego also has to be regularly trimmed or shaven. And that job is done by the devotees. Sometimes willingly, sometimes forcefully. That if you are just in the association of devotees, then because of the services that are involved, because of just the nature of human interactions, there will be heat, there will be fire. But if we stick to the spirit of the parampara, that I am here to grow my internal attraction to Krishna, not to prove my point or not to ensure that my plan works, then we will be able to overcome this ahankar. And today is the appearance day of Shri Vakreshwar Pandit, who signified two principles. One is to blissfully dance in the Sankirtan of the Lord. And another is to how do we seek forgiveness for the aparad that we do, for the offenses that we do with Devananda Pandit? No, Devananda Pandit had offended Srivas Thakur when he was sitting in the Bhagavatam class and he was showing ecstatic symptoms. Others threw him out, but Devananda Pandit didn't say anything. And then because of that, Mahaprabhu didn't give his darshan or blessings. But later, he got attracted to Vakreshwar Pandit. And he served Vakreshwar Pandit when he was doing kirtan. He used to do crowd control, crowd management, queue management, and ensure that there is facility for Vakreshwar Pandit to dance and different services. And by that, that offense that he did, it's not that, okay, you offend one Vaishnava and you can't serve another Vaishnava. That's not the principle. His heart got softened. And then he no more had that kind of, you know, arrogance that I am the scholar, I am a big Pandit. And that's what Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan Das Thakur says, that all these devotees, Srivas, Vakreshwara, Gadadhar, although they are great Pandits, great scholars, still they are mad in ecstasy of chanting of the holy names. So which is our aspiration, to dance in the footsteps of Vakreshwar Pandit, it is some way, and also ensure that we keep advancing, which is the whole purpose by which Vyasadeva has written the Vedas and ultimately the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of the Vedic literatures. So this were some of my reflections. So if they helped in some way, please accept it. Otherwise, seek forgiveness on this auspicious day of Vakreshwar Pandit's appearance. Srila Prabhupada Ki.